Tonight's shir siman tav kuf nun dalid sif yud through yud zayin. Sif yud. Noitel odom yodav shachris v'tzarech lizoher shlal yito yodav ela atzof kishrei espa osof. A person washes his hands in the morning of Tisha B'Av, even though we learned you don't wash your hands on Tisha B'Av, but for dirt we said you're allowed to wash. So this is for ruach ra, v'tumah you're allowed to wash. But you have to be careful not to wash more than the fingers. Where the fingers meet the palm is where you have to stop. Mishdeburis of Kan Chafaf. Notal Odom Yad Shachris. You can wash your hands in the morning. Mishum Ruach Ra Hashore Al Yadayim. Because of the Ruach Ra that resides on the fingers or the hands. V'dehavale Kimaluchluch Betit. It's the equivalent of being filthy with dirt. Ubitsaya the mutter that we said is permitted to wash in the previous sif. Kain Kasif HaBeis Yosef Simen Tafei Shugimel. Beis Yosef writes this regarding Hilchos Yom Kippur. V'ayin shom, a bear hagor, shemefakfik al denzev. You look in the Vilna Gaon's parish in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he questions this psak, v'cheinir li shal yivarach al tilas yadayim b'shachs achar atil. And therefore, if you're not washing the whole hand, don't make a brach al tilas yadayim when you wash. Rak achar she'oset tzrochov yitol yodav atzov kishet tzbaisov. Just after using the bathroom, wash your hands until the palm, v'oz yivarach al tilas yadayim mishum tefillah. And then the brach al tilas yadayim is warranted for the davening that will come after that.
If there's something in your hands that water will not take out, can you soap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need to get it off your lavdu. But I am b'sefer mat Yehuda shekasev the mutter lechotz yadov af letfilat mincha. Sefer mat Yehuda says you can wash your hands for mincha. Tavi kemekabel pnei hashchina uketefilas mitzvah shetiru. It's no different than coming to mekabel the shchina, like a tefillah, which is a mitzvah that you're allowed to do. So therefore, you can wash your hands for mincha as well. The halacha is that when you require a tilas yadayim, if someone is eating a meal on Tisha B'Av, they have to wash to the wrist. If a kohen is duchening, he washes to the wrist. Yom Kippur, they wash to the wrist. They don't wash to the bottom of the knuckles, to the palm. The reason why we say to wash here is because we say the ruach ra really is not on the whole hand. It's really only above the fingers. That's if you wash that, you got the ruach ra. Rid of the ruach ra. So the Vilna Gaon says, "V'hamik ruach al tias yadayim." That's not tias yadayim. Tias yadayim is the whole hand. When you wash ramos, you wash the whole hand. You wash the whole hand. So that's why he's mefakfik. But lemaisa, we are going to wash only the part that needs to be washed. And for that, we say it's sufficient to wash to the fingers meet the palm. See if you're aleph. Olachesh enigiv yadav yadayim lachos ketsas. Now you just washed in the morning your hands, you dry your hands, and they're moist. Ma'aviram aleinav, you can take your moist hand and wipe your eyes. If there's some mucus by the eyes, and you wash them regularly with water, on Tisha B'Av morning, you can also wash it and remove it without a concern. Because we've been saying, any dirt and filth you can wash in the ordinary fashion on Tisha B'Av. That's not the issue. The issue is washing for pleasure. So if there's a buildup of mucus, you wash that off. So if katan chaf beis ma'aviram aleinav, you can take your moist hand after they've been dried to wipe across your eye. For who adin apanav yodavarakav, no different than your face, your hands, your feet. Kiven de able to fech amenasat pich, because your hands are not really wet. To the extent that if you put the moisture, you can't transfer the moisture from your hand to the next spot. Now this refers to like wiping your hand across your eye. But just to wash your face, no. If a person is particularly finicky and he needs to clean his face with water, and he's not settled all day unless he washes with water, he can wash. Anyone else is forbidden. Because for this person, it's not tainug, it's pashut, he's betsar without doing this. Some suggest the istinus, we always say finicky, delicate, it could well be a description of OCD. Has to wash. So for them, this is not stam, you know, zich not a pleasure thing. So if it's an ain datim yushaves, we allow it. So if you'd base, haholeich lahakbil panei rabo o aviv, if a person is going on Tisha B'Av to greet his rebbe or father, o misha gold mimenu, or anyone greater than he, o litzorche mitzvah, or is going to do a mitzvah, Over b'mayim at savarov in a choshesh. We don't worry if he has to cross a river or a stream, and he'll get wet up to his neck. That doesn't bother us. V'chem b'chazar motan, on the return trip, he can also get wet. So even though you're not supposed to wash, we don't say this is called washing when you're going to do a mitzvah. Sifkan chav gimel p'nei rabbo is going to greet his rabbi. Afila b'chol, even on a weekday. The after chiyuv alak alahak b'pana b'chol, even though there is no obligation to mekal p'nei rabbo b'chol, as opposed to on the regel, we say there's a special inyan to go mekal p'nei rabbo b'regel. So this is not regel. So there's no chiyuv mikom alka mitzvah ikar, but nonetheless there is a mitzvah. Shema yishmoy menu is a dvar Torah. Perhaps I'll hear a dvar Torah from the rabbi. V'davka talmid haholich etzel rav. This is referring to the talmid going to the rabbi, the student by the master. Now, for the rabbi to go to the student, we don't say the rabbi can go through water. If the Talmud needs the rabbi, he goes to the rabbi. If it's not a rabbi Talmud, but rather peers, then they shouldn't go through the water. If he's allowed to go, he's allowed to come back. If you don't let him come back, then he won't go in the first place with a mitzvah. So you have to allow both ways. So if you gimel, if a person has to go on Tisha B'Av to check on his fruits in the orchard, again, he can cross through a stream, even if the water reaches his neck. We don't worry about it. It's not washing. But he can't go back home through the stream. Mr. Bursakan Khafelish Mapersov, he's going to keep an eye on his fruits. Vetir Bazat, the Chacham allowed it. And he hefts at the moment, he shouldn't suffer a financial loss. So he's allowed to go. Valkame Khazara, when it comes to going home, the Lekka Bizemishum hefts, there is no loss going home. Also, he can't go home. What are you afraid? He won't go? So don't go. Because here he has an incentive to go. His incentive to go is a financial issue, and the advice is the financial incentive is greater than the mitzvah incentive. So for the mitzvah incentive, we have to let him go home, or he's not going to go in the first place. But for the money, he'll go, even if he can't come home. See if you dalad. Habom in a derech v'raglov keho. He says, someone is walking, traveling, he comes in on Tisha B'Av, and his feet hurt. Mutter lichos amayim. He could wash or soak his feet in water. The Ramah adds, mutter lichos mapa b'mayim b'erev Tisha B'Av. You can also soak cloth erev Tisha B'Av in water. And you take it out of the water, and it'll dry. Then he can use it to wipe his face the following morning, because it's like it's a towelette of sorts. It's not wet enough to squeeze any liquid out, but it's a little bit moist, and he could use it to wipe his face, hands, and feet. Even if it's just for pleasure, sure, that's okay. Because it's halachically dry. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavav Kehos. He comes in, his feet hurt. He can soak them. Hayna Shayu Ayefim Machmas Tarach Haderech. He's weary. His feet are weary from the trouble of the way. Mutter. He can soak his feet. Sheinze Machmas Tainig. That's not called Tainig. El Rafua. It's therapeutic, medicinal. Lachas to make it strong. Anyone who the doctor has instructions, a problem with a toenail or whatever, soak the foot on Tisha B'Av. If it's for medicinal reasons, it is permitted. There's no issur for medicinal. If you soak a towel, erev Tisha B'Av, and it's dry, you can use it on Tisha B'Av. There can't be water you can squeeze out and transfer. Because if it was, if it's that wet, us, of course, is forbidden to use this. So I have a problem with this halacha, and my problem with this halacha is, the Ramah is telling us that you're allowed to soak the cloth in the water erev Tisha B'Av. We do not do laundry during the 9 days. Why are you allowed to put the cloth in the water? Isn't that laundering the cloth?
From Shabbos over to this?
We've seen the halachas before. That's called doing laundry. Unless he had laundries only with soap and everything else, and plain water is not considered the isidic rinsing, washing.
You're wetting something which is clean.
Then so that's the question of the Shabbos. And Shabbos, we would say it's also. It's still Malam, but maybe Taka for 9 days, that would be different. Se'iv Tezvav. Sicha, Eina Asura, Ela Shal Tainuk. We move from rechitza to sicha, anointing. Anointing is only also for pleasure. Al mishli yesh chatatim berosho sach kedarkov. And if someone has a problem on their scalp and they rub on it some ointment, they can do that on Tisha B'Av too, without concern, because this is not for pleasure, it's because of their skin problem. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chavches, Sicha, Sicha Mikri, V'davah Shadakal L'Sachbo. Sicha refers to things you typically would anoint with, Kagon, B'Shemen, O B'Chelev, B'Varvis, V'Chei Gavna, oils or fats, soaps and whatever, so things like that, perfumes. So if it's for pleasure, you're not allowed to do it. Sifkan Chavches, Ein Asur El, it's only Asur for pleasure. For Asur Afil Asuch Ever Echad, for pleasure, even one limb can't be soaked, or anointed, I should say, kidakamansim and tafei shudal, gabi yom kippur, like we say on yom kippur, tafei shudal. Kala, achar nisu eha, a kala after her chasana, koshlo shem yom, for the first 30 days, muteris lechotz panea, can wash her face, v'chein lasuch, and anoint, kadesh lo tiskanel by law, that she shouldn't be ugly to her husband. This halacha is actually said by yom kippur. And it's an exception to the Isser of Chitza and Sicha that make an exception for Kala the first 30 days of marriage. The Poskim say on Yom Kippur, we don't rely on this. We don't rely on it because the husbands aren't home. It's one thing when the husbands used to be home, but they're in shul all day long. They're not going to see her anyway. So what difference does it make? For that, she shouldn't wash her face. Vayischa to Tisha B'Av, he's going to be home. So Emela, she has an allowance.
So when was it that the husbands were home on Yom Kippur?
Mishnah, the Mishnah says it straight out. The sugyas in Yuma say it straight out. But eventually, things changed in our habits and how we daven. And the Chai, I think it's Chai, the Maribis says. We're not semich on this anymore because they're not home. There's no reason to be makel for a kala. You do see the first significant anniversary is 30 days. Mm-hmm. There's such a thing as the 30 days. Yeah, she's no longer a kala, has to worry. She's kind of like by after that. So, in the halacha of sicha, we make this distinction that tainig is asur, but if it's for medicinal, there's no issue of any ointments or creams if it's for medicinal. The question is, what about body odor? So the Berlocha right away says, sicha elishal tainig, we only asur for pleasure. Well, if he's according to this, poshet, it should be obvious, to the harver es zuham mamutar, that if a person anoints to counteract body odor, that should be fine. And the Goyim Bizn Yishalmi and so on. And Lamaisa, that is the halacha. The halacha is that we do allow the use of deodorant on Tisha B'Av because we say that this is not for tainug. Deodorant is not for tainug, it's just to avoid bad smell. And that is permitted. It's interestingly on Yom Kippur we're machna. The Shulchan Aruch says specifically on Yom Kippur not to be rely on that leniency. And over there it's brought down that for an istinus they're allowed, because for the istinus is ain't dati b'shavas. But for the regular person we're machna on Yom Kippur. But Tisha B'Av we're not machna. Tisha B'Av the halacha is its mutter.
The price of sichah is derabanan. What it's
right.
Things like hand creams.
No, it's a question of sichah on Yom Kippur is derived derabanan. That's the shayla with the other chilishti for sure. The shayla is what with the others. Hankis Ashur Mutra on Tisha B'Av. The problem with Sicha on Yom Kippur is, even if you get past the medicinal requirement, then how do you put it on? If you have a medicinal cream or ointment, it's like Shabbos, so you'd have that issue to deal with. Sprays won't be an issue, exactly, won't be a problem. Se'if Tezayin. Ni'ilas a sandal, the issa to wear shoes. Dafka shal or, is only leather shoe. Ava shal begad or shal etz or shal sham. But if you have cloth or wood or sham, which the Rama says here, perish klipi eitz, like tree bark, vegemi or hemp mutter, that's fine. So rubber shoes, plastic, it's fine. Vishal eitz mechupa or, but if you take wood shoe and cover it with leather, usur, that's forbidden. Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan lamid, aval shal beged or shal eitz mechulu. Any material other than leather is fine. But it's a lot we need to say, avagav de megain al aglo, even though this shoe will protect the foot. Vagam also mitzuris min al mamish, and it looks exactly like a shoe. Shari, it's permitted. To lo nekrimil elishal or. We only call a shoe for nilas a sandal leather. Sifkan lam an alif, eshal eitz mechupa or. If it's wood covered in leather, it's awesome. Il malif, the leather is above. Vafta shulaim him gam kin shal eitz, even though the sole is wood, mikomal kamarzer, is still forbidden. V'adinim ha'yishal begad m'chupa ba'or milmala, or if it was cloth with leather on top, or ashilayim ha'yishal, or maybe cloth on top and leather on the sole, also it's forbidden. V'ayim ha'shar tshuva, I look in the shar tshuva. Hine afal pisha os b'tishabov uba yom kippur minyas ha'sandal, even though both tishabov and yom kippur, you're not supposed to wear shoes. V'kamalkam eskimu habi achronim, many achronim agree, sheyuchal avarach b'cha sh'asi kotzaki, you can make the bracha sh'asi kotzaki nonetheless. I think it's the minhag of Vilna Goyin is not to say Sha'asli Kotzorki on Tishbe and Kippur, because the bracha, Sha'asli Kotzorki, you've made for me everything I need, refers to shoes. And if you're not wearing shoes, you can't make the bracha. They make the bracha, Motzei Tishbe of Motzim Kippur, when they put on the shoes. But most people hold, like the way the Mishnah brings, that no, you can make the bracha regardless. And especially on Tishbe when you can wear other shoes anyway. On your Kippur, there's a shayla about wearing other shoes. But on Tishbe, there's no shayla, we wear other shoes, as long as there's no leather. But Mishnah Berurah is very careful to tell us, we don't care where the leather is. The leather can be on top, can be on the bottom. If there's leather on the shoe, it's awesome. You have to make sure it's leather-free.
What's the svara?
That any leather?
Yeah.
I guess it's all called sandal. The real question
because
is...
Because it's a shoe or because of the comfort that leather provides as opposed to wood? What are we trying to get rid of?
So, again, the question I think, what is sandal? By Yom Kippur, there are those who hold you can't wear anything to protect the foot. And therefore you wear very flimsy type of covers on your feet. We don't hold that way either. Mm-hmm. We hold the halacha, people will wear non-leather shoes. But there are those who are machmash rubies. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's leather shoes. That's the problem. It's leather shoes. I suspect nothing is as comfortable as leather shoes. And whenever I teach this, I tell my students, I know you think sneakers are very comfortable. When you get older, you'll see. Leather shoes are more comfortable than sneakers. And then I'll have someone tell me, nothing is more comfortable than Crocs. And then you'll hear a psak from Eretz Yisrael, Crocs are also to wear. So, you know, these... I really think it's the Iker the Gzer was, the initial Gzer was leather shoes. That was, it wasn't shoes per se, it was leather shoes. When it comes to Kippur, it became more of a shalat. Did it mean shoes, not just leather shoes?
If you hold by the view on a go on Tisha B'Av, that mean you shouldn't make the bracha other days of the year when you're not wearing leather shoes? When you
no, because you are allowed to wear them. Since you're allowed to wear them, you make the bracha. Oh,
I see.
So you're going to spend the day in bed. You're still going to make the brachas of, you know. So if you're Zayin, Ovel Umanude, someone in mourning, like Shiva, someone who's in Cherim, Shemahalchim Bederech, but they have to go on the road, Utar b'niyos asad, they can wear their shoes. Ukshiagiu le'ir, when they reach the city, yachlos to take their shoes off. V'chem etishav, the same as to antishav. If someone is traveling, they can wear their shoes. When they reach the city, they take their shoes off. Hago v'chem b'malkum shadaram bein ha'enim yehudim. If you live among non-Jews, lo yachlos kiim berchova yehudim, leave your shoes on until you get to the Jewish street, the Jewish quarter. V'chem nago, that's the meaning. If you go among the goyim, you wear your shoes. B'derech, a person's traveling. Kas of Magen Avraham Atan, Magen Avraham writes the reason. It's very difficult to travel long distances barefoot. But if you're just going to the field near the city, Asur Linol, don't put on your shoes.
Why Avraham Menuda? Anybody?
He's right in general. Avraham Menuda all year long, or anyone on Tisha B'Av.
Ah.
Right? But who I did in the basic verse, the same is true going to the cemetery. Elkin yeshit for refesh o bein ha'akam, unless you have to walk in muddy areas or among non-Jews. If these are according to this, kishayeshav al gola, if you're not walking, you're a pastor in a wagon, o roichev, or riding an animal, tzarech lachla, it's ach b'derech ha'chok, take your shoes off even long distances. The heter to wear shoes, or people used to walk. But if you're traveling by car, by wagon, by then take your shoes off. There's no heter to wear shoes then. The only heter would be being among the goyim. Sifkar namigim mutar b'nilas a sandal. They can wear their shoes. V'toiv shazitin off b'na olam b'min olim. It's proper to put dirt in your shoe that you shouldn't be comfortable. No one has to see that you're wearing shoes, but it shouldn't look. You shouldn't be comfortable. Sifkar namadad lo yachloitz. If you're among non-Jews, you don't take off your shoes except in the Jewish quarter. Mishum ha'ak, mishum ha'ligan aleinu, because the goyim makas. Sifkar lamed hey, kim b'chov yudim. Only when you get to the Jewish quarter, take off your shoes. Kasa magen evam writes, nearly, it would seem to me, Demharbe akum oivim sham mutter. If there are many non-Jews who go in the Jewish quarter, you can wear your shoes in the Jewish quarter. The rabbi says, no. In the Jewish quarter, even if there are lots of goyim, you should not wear your shoes. The minig is what the minig is, and the minig is not to wear your shoes in the Jewish quarter, and that's it. Due to our many sins, there are people who unfortunately are not careful with the issur of wearing shoes all day, even when they're at home. It's a terrible sin. Even though we are lenient, if you go in the streets among the non-Jews, but still, as soon as you get home, you have to take it off. So the Rambam says the minig is that on the goyish streets you wear your shoes, and the yiddish streets you take it off. If you go among the non-Jews, and you go and wear your shoes because you go among non-Jews, even though we're not going to protest, because there's great people who allow it, like the Rambam. It doesn't make sense. So they make fun of us. They'll make fun of us anyway. He wishes they'll also make fun of us. They have what to mock us with. But in those who sit in their stores, that's zichur asur. Do goyim know what you're wearing behind the counter in your store? If the shopkeeper zichur has no hatter, but are you worried that the goyim are going to make fun? So what are you worried? They make fun anyway. That's not a reason not to. But lemaisa, there is who be samachan. He has his nagdus to the psak. But lemaisa, he's moida. There are those who say that one can be samachan.